here in the sanctuary, and welcome to worship if you are joining us online for our live stream. We warmly welcome you today. In this special time of worship, it's a great delight to have our bell choir leading us in songs, and our choir, vocal choir, leading us in songs of praise. It truly is a wonderful treat. Today is also Bible Sunday. We're celebrating sharing third grade Bibles and kindergarten Bibles with many of our students here at our 9:30 service, as well as at our 11 o'clock service. Congregation, on the way into worship, you receive a small card. It's our connection card. At some time in the service, I would invite you to fill out that connection card, check off any boxes and ways you'd like to get better connected to our church, update any information regarding contacts that you might like to share, and just place in the offering plate during our offering time. Well, let's celebrate God's glory, and let's celebrate God's amazing grace as we continue praising together. Let's praise.
For third graders, we have chosen the Adventure Bible. In this Bible, third graders can explore God's Word, reference maps to see where the stories take place, learn about important children in the Bible, and so much more. As third graders, you're old enough to read these words on your own, to study them, pray with them, and ask questions about them.
Now we know that we don't just read God's Word on our own, do we? We also read God's Word here in church community. We're coming together for Sunday school for worship. And so we hope that as you read this Bible, you will not only bring your faith, but you're also going to bring your questions. You might bring some of your doubts and come to a church community that is loving and supportive and helping you, encourage you on your way. We want you to grow in your love of God and your knowledge of God, and as you read God's Word, know that your church family here is to support you. But also, parents, we also hope that you will make a commitment today to help raise your child and in the Scriptures, and we would encourage you to make a commitment today to engage in conversation with them as they're reading Scripture. Wrestle with their doubts, ask their questions, share their curiosities, that together with your child, you might grow as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Kira. And crew. Kira and crew. May you receive the Scriptures, and may it be a great opportunity to learn and study more. In the stories, may they speak to us, may they help us learn more about our faith, that we might learn that we are all amazing, wonderful children of God. And Kira and crew, that includes you too. May these Bible stories touch your heart and touch your mind and help you grow and learn as a disciple of Jesus. And we celebrate today, Kira and crew, as well as the other children that are going to receive Bibles at 11 o'clock. And church, we celebrate all of the little kids that are going to be receiving their Bibles this day. Do we have some more that slipped in to receive third grade Bibles? Okay. We celebrate all the children and all of the youth this day that will receive them. Church, let's celebrate the great thing that God is doing. Invite the kids to stay up here.
Yeah, please stay up here. And then I also want to invite any and all children that are here with us, youth and teachers, to join us up here for what we're calling a backpack blessing.
We know that school got started a week or so ago, and so this is Bible and backpack and also Bounce House Sunday. You maybe saw in the parking lot some Bounce House fun. So kids, come on up, and if you brought your backpack, we want to bless it and celebrate it. And come on up if you feel so inclined. And if there's teachers in the room, we'd invite the teachers or the administrators or the school bus drivers. We want to bless you also for an amazing year. Preschool teachers, come on up, Ms. Hillary. We want to celebrate you this day. I'll give you a moment. Well, for many of you students, for many of the teachers, right, school began this past week or maybe a couple of weeks ago, and it's an exciting time of year. Has it been an exciting time of year where you maybe get to go shopping for a new backpack or some new clothes or some new school supplies? It can be an exciting time of year as you meet those new teachers, as you meet some new classmates, as you learn some new subjects. May you know that God is always with you in those joyful moments as we start this school year. But for those very same reasons, sometimes it can also be a little scary to meet new teachers, to have new classmates, to learn new subjects. And so may you also know that God is always with you through those challenging, hard days as well.
As you look to the year ahead, there will be lots of books to read, lots of work to accomplish, projects to complete, not to mention homework. But there will also be memories to make and so much learning taking place in the classroom. May God give you the strength for your work ahead, wisdom to complete your tasks, and rest when needed.
Let's pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for these children and these students and these teachers. May you bless their backpacks for the coming year. May you bless their classrooms that would be filled with wonderful learning. And God, may you bless our Sunday school classrooms as we look forward to Sunday school starting next week, and our nursery as we look forward to celebrating the learning and growing that will start next week there. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Fill these children and students with your love and knowledge. Amen. I'll invite Tom to read the scripture lesson for us, the gospel reading for us. And this morning we are starting a new sermon series called Hello, My Name Is. You can see on the name tag, maybe as you came into worship this morning, you put on a name tag. Those are always very helpful in getting to know new people at our church. And hopefully you're taking a moment to introduce yourselves to new people that come in the doors. As in August, we were encouraging you to send invites. Maybe you're saying, hello, my name is, and you're saying whatever your name is. But here at church, we're coming to know Jesus and imagining Jesus saying, hello, my name is. And Jesus has a variety of names. Hello, my name is the bread of life. Or hello, my name is the light of the world. Hello, my name is the Good Shepherd, or the way, the truth, the life. Hello, my name is the vine. All of these different names for Jesus, there are so many different names for Jesus, Lord, Savior, King of Kings, Messiah. But those names that I first lifted up, those are the I am sayings of Jesus. Hello, my name is. This morning we're going to be looking at the vine as a name for Jesus, as we're coming to know Jesus more here at church, as we're coming to know one another more better in Christian community. So I would invite Tom now to read the gospel lesson for us as we lift up our hearts and our ears in response to what God might say in this illustration of Jesus as the vine.
John 15, 1-8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like the branches and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Tom, for reading the gospel lesson for us this morning. Well, before we jump into thinking about this image of the vine and the branches and the fruit, to think about the gospel that Tom presented for us, I would like for you to take a moment and think about your week. We'll get to the scripture lesson, but think about your week. As we think about our week, as we think about for kids and parents getting back into the routine of school, maybe there were extracurricular activities that started or early morning bus routes that took place. As you think about your week, maybe you were volunteering at the church or working in your home or out into the community. And as you think about your week, was it a busy one compared maybe, say, from a year ago, as we're kind of, schedules are opening up a little bit more? As you think about what was on your plate or what was on your calendar, I think about the great things that were happening at church. We had a scrap metal drive over the weekend. We had a preschool open house on Thursday night. We had some volunteers finishing up some work on the deck. We had UMW circles and Bible studies and choir rehearsals and bell rehearsals. It was a busy, busy packed schedule here at church, and perhaps you were involved, or perhaps on your personal calendar you had other things going on. And then on Friday night, it was a busy calendar. My family and I drove from the parsonage here, and we passed half the town on the way to the football game, and then we met half the other town when we were enjoying some ribs in downtown and in some bounce house fun. And so as you think about the past week or the past month or the past several weeks, what was on your calendar? What was going on? Were there cleaning and chores and activities and running around? Perhaps it's beginning to look like a little bit more of a full calendar, say, as compared to a year ago at this time. Well, when we look back and we kind of do this audit of all the stuff going on, how does that make you feel at the end of the day? How does that make you feel? Kids, are you ready to take a nap and collapse after you get done with your school on Friday afternoon? Or parents, are you ready to take a nap on Saturday? Or are you just falling asleep in your chair as you're watching the 6 o'clock news? How does it make you feel? You know, in this fast-paced culture, it gets busier and busier. And we look around and there's so much going on, so much stress and so many full schedules. And this is, I think I've preached on something similar to this before, this is kind of our great American culture way. But I'm always pressing the pedal just a little bit on this and to test if this is the way of life that we always fully want to engage in, because I think Jesus calls us to embrace the wonderful things of the schedule, but also to consider an alternative way at living as times. There's a Jesus way about this as well. So there's this Bible story, one of my favorite Bible stories. You're going to hear it, confession, you're going to hear it several times if I'm one of your pastors. It's a great Bible story of two sisters, Mary and Martha. These women are friends of Jesus, they're followers of Jesus, and these two sisters, they invite Jesus over for dinner. They invite him over to have some company, some time together. And these two sisters, well, one of them is scurrying around with all the last-minute preparations, that's Martha. And in a huff, she's kind of frustrated with her sister, Mary. She's not scurrying when Jesus arrives. She's sitting, and she's pausing, and she's breathing, and she's at the feet of the Lord. So I want you to hear this scripture lesson this morning from Luke chapter 10. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village. There a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. And she had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. And she came to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all of the work by myself? Tell her to help me. But the Lord answered, Martha, Martha, you are worried and you are distracted by many things, and there's need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. It's a great scripture passage for us to think about as we get into this fall routine with more things on the church calendar happening and maybe more things in your personal lives happening. And as we think back over our time, are we becoming like Mary? Are we becoming like Martha with many tasks to do? On one hand, Mary was the sister that took a different route, and she sat at Jesus' feet, and it seems as though Jesus is reminding us that she had her priorities straight, at least for that moment of time. She was taking this practice of just being, just sitting there, not scurrying around. Can you imagine that? So do we find ourselves more like Mary or more like Martha as we look at our week, as we look at our time? If there's moments in our schedule of a balance, a good balance of both, okay, that's great. There probably does need to be a balance of both. But if you're finding those Mary moments where we just sit, then you're clinging to the vine, as Tom read for us in the gospel lesson. You see, Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches, and we are to abide in him, as the gospel calls us to do. We are to cling to Jesus that's the vine. We're to hold tight to the vine and to not let go. And so we can hold tight to the vine. We can cling to Jesus in so many different ways. We call these spiritual disciplines, different spiritual practices. There's so many ways to connect and to cling to Jesus and to hang tight to the vine. It's worship and prayer. We cling tight to the vine by serving others or walking outside and enjoying God's amazing beauty. Please stop by the Memorial Garden and see the gorgeous, gorgeous gardens that our Memorial Garden Committee beautifully does. Or we cling to the vine by being a part of a UMW group or a Bible study or just getting a cup of coffee with a friend and saying, how are you? How are you doing, and how can I pray for you? We can cling to the vine in those ways. It's that opportunity each and every day in small little ways, not 6 hours at a time, but even just finding those 20 minutes to become more like Mary, to cling to those branches. But I'm very well aware that our calendars and our days are ordered with just 24 hours in them. We can't just always add more things to our plate. And so sometimes we have to understand and take this moment to think about what priorities do we want to set in our lives? Where do we want to place our time? And so it calls us to come to some kind of self-reflection of we can't just always add more to our plate. And so what is it that we maybe need to let go of to find some time? So that's one of your homework assignments, is to think about how are you using your time and what maybe do you need to let go of so that way you can become more like Mary and have that time with Jesus. May we resist that temptation of always being like the Martha that's running around with many things to do, and though it's the American way, Jesus can offer us a different way. When we think about our use of time, when we think about some things we might need to let go of, I think it's all about spiritual pruning. See, in the gospel lesson, we talked about clinging to the vine, okay, so we know what we should do, but then there's this mention of pruning, too. And so if Jesus is the vine and we're the branches, then we can look at ourselves and we can think about what kind of spiritual pruning do we need to do. You know, pruning allows us to kind of get rid of the unhealthy stuff that's going on and to set it aside. Gardeners, I am not one of them, but I know gardeners, good gardeners, engage in the process of pruning, of trimming back, of cutting away the dead stuff or the branches in the spring or doing the fall cleanup. They prune back the flowers or they prune back the fruit plant or the vegetable plant so that it can be more bountiful and that it can grow even into healthier flowers and plants. It's a necessary part. And so as we think about and take some self-reflection time and do some spiritual pruning, it's necessary in order to keep growing in our relationship with Jesus. Now, we might think that the pruning can hurt, but if we don't do that spiritual pruning, it can cause even more pain in the long run. For example, I want you to take a look at this basket of fruit I have here. Some look so good. There's peaches and strawberries and all sorts of great, delicious fruit in this basket. There's bananas and all sorts of great things. And from a distance, from where you're seated, it probably looks like bright, shiny, delicious fruit. But if you were to come closer, if I were to invite the kids forward, you'd quickly discover that it's actually just fake fruit. I stole it from my kids' play kitchen in the basement, in their toy room. And it's fake fruit. It might look really good and bright and shiny from a distance, and this fruit has been produced, but it's not healthy stuff. It's not juicy. It's not filled with good nutrients. It's not like a peach that you can bite into in the summertime and you just have the juice just like dripping down your arm. It's fake plastic fruit. And so this kind of fruit can kind of start to pop up in our lives if we aren't careful, if we don't start to do that spiritual pruning. The stuff in our lives, if we don't quickly, you know, prune it back, we can pop up the bananas of bitterness, or there's apples in here someplace, or the apples of anger can pop up, or the mangoes of malice, or the raisins of resentment. If we don't prune that stuff back, that stuff starts to form in our lives. But because we're beautiful children of God, created in God's amazing image, we have the ability to produce way more abundant, delicious, healthy fruit, far beyond what that is. That's the good fruit, because the good characteristics of God are born within each of us, because the Spirit of Jesus is within each of us, and we can produce way more beautiful, abundant, healthy, nutritious, amazing fruit than this fake stuff. When we're clinging to the vine, the amazing fruit comes forth, the peaches of peace and the pineapples of patience and the grapes of goodness and the figs of fruitfulness and the lemons of love and the juicy watermelons of joy and the strawberries of sweet hope. All that good stuff happens when we cling to that vine of Christ. But we have to address the fake plastic fruit, or else it starts to grow out of control. We have to prune it back. Jesus can help us in that pruning if we're willing, because he wants to. In clinging to the vine, I find myself saying a prayer, asking that God would encourage good growth within me and pruning away the not-so-healthy stuff. So I want to offer this prayer for us this morning. There have been times when I've said or done things that have done harm to others. Jesus, may you prune away the branches so that new healthy fruit can grow. If there's been times when I've sought my own selfish wishes, Jesus, may you prune away the branches so the new healthy fruit can grow. If there's been times when I've given excuses for not helping others, Jesus, prune away my branches so new healthy fruit can grow. If there's been times when I've not given grace or forgiveness, God, prune away the branches so healthy fruit can grow. Amen. As our amazing God of goodness calls us to a life of love, and as our amazing God sees within you the ability to grow this amazing fruit, may we continue to cling tightly to the vine so that even more goodness can come forth. May we take time each and every day to cling. And may we hear Jesus echo to us and saying, "Hello, beloved one. Hello, my name is the vine. Come rest and remain in me." Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. This morning we have three beautiful prayer quilts that were created by the Prayers and Squares Ministry. This morning the prayer quilts are going to be shared with Kathy and Jerry and Waldemore, and we invite your prayers. If you'd like to, you can lift a hand in support of encouragement and love and praise for God's grace and always with them. Let's pray. Dear loving and gracious God, as we look at these quilts, they are beautiful, beautiful artistry. Knit together, sewn together, stitched together with such love and such care. And there's little strings, little opportunities for us to tie the quilt and share our prayers, because God, this day we know that Kathy and Jerry and Waldemore need our prayers. You, God, who are a great comforting, healing, hope-filled God, you who are a God of resurrection, hope, you, God, who make your way with us in times of challenge. Here are prayers of love and support and comfort for Kathy and Jerry and Waldemar. Loving God, be with them this day. As they're wrapped in these blankets, they feel the hope surround them. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. As we continue in a time of prayer, I'd invite Carol to lead us. Thank you, Carol.
Hello, my name is Carol Kapuska. I'm your worship host for the day. And today's prayer, as you know, I always try to have a little tale about how I came up with the prayer. And as Pastor Lindsay was talking about clinging to the vine, it brought to mind that this last week it was really hard to cling. I needed some help to hold me on to the vine. And so I hope that my prayer today can be that help for you in case you can't come up with some words for your own prayers. Today's prayer can maybe help you cling. This last week for me was really hard with my health. I needed some help. And I called in my praying team and I called in my medical team. And I had to come up with a prayer for you today. And I realized during that time that it's really hard to pray when you don't feel good. When you don't feel good medically, when you don't feel good emotionally, it's hard to even come up with a word. You just kind of sit there and you hope that God reaches into your heart and mind and soul and takes out the words that you need. But I did come up with a prayer, and I'm going to share it with you, and I hope that if you are having a hard time clinging, that you can use my prayer as your prayer, and then as we sit in silence, that you just do that. You just sit in silence and know that whatever you need, He's given it to you. So let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the chances. The chance that we get each day, and especially on these Sundays, to know you, love you, and serve you. We praise you for all the wonderful people in our lives and the supports that we have, the community of believers that surround us and our families that are biological, but also those that have come to us and become like family. Thank you for all the comforts that surround us, those things that you bring to us to help us, those things that you bring to us to bring us joy, those things that lift our spirits and bring us hope. Today we pray for all, ourselves and others. We pray to ease the burdens of life, the stress that comes with financial instability, difficulty with housing, sickness, addiction, and natural disasters. We pray that you bring to us and others moments of peace and guidance, moments of clarity and hope. Please ease the hearts and minds of those experiencing loss, Help us to be supports to others and to be the light of hope to them. Sometimes the words that come to mind during these times of prayer just don't seem sufficient, or we don't have the words to express our thanks or ask for what we need. In our lowest times, those times that we feel we need to pray the most, we have a hard time finding the right words. Our spirit feels dark, our minds clouded. At those times, just sitting in your presence is enough. Just opening our hearts is enough. Just closing our eyes and being silent opens us up to your glory. You fill our hearts with your love and our spirits with that glory. You bring us hope. You bring hope to the hopeless. You speak to those even when they are not listening. You shine a light on our darkest moments without having to hear a word from our lips. And so we are going to now spend some silent time with you to speak to you from our hearts. Now let's say those words together that we do know. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
God has blessed us in so many different ways. This church has been a blessing in so many ways. This church continues to be a blessing. Blessing young children with Bibles to learn about God's word. Blessing this community with songs of praise through bells and vocal choirs. Blessing through raising funds through scrap metal drives to support missions in Redbird. This church continues to be a blessing in a profound ways. So thank you for being a part of the mission and ministry here. And thank you for sharing of your tithes and your offerings that together we can give back to God just a slight portion of what God has blessed us with. At this time, I'd invite the ushers to come forward that we would be so blessed to share with God what we have already received.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank and praise you for the abundance that we have. You have made us fruitful in so many ways. We bring forth our financial gifts in worship so that the ministries and missions of this church will grow to reach those who need to know about your love. Please bless these offerings. Amen.
Well, it's been a wonderful Sunday of worship. We've blessed the Bibles and shared the Bibles and blessed the backpacks. And now, kids, for those who are young and those who are young at heart, I'd invite you to join us for some bounce house fun outside on the lawn as we celebrate the start of a new school year and Sunday school kicking off next Sunday. Church, as we leave this time of worship, I would encourage you to find somebody that you haven't maybe met here at church before and say, hello, good morning, my name is. Maybe there's somebody new in the space that you haven't met. And then go ahead and say hello, good morning to those people that you know near and dear, but also share your name. Sometimes it's so easy to forget each other's names, even though we've worshiped with one another for years. So share your name and meet somebody new. And may we go forth then from this time of worship encouraged to cling for the vine, to kind of to audit and see how we're using our time, to see if we're being more like Mary or more like Martha, and find those Mary moments to cling and to release the plastic fruit that's not so good and make room and space in our lives for Jesus to grow abundant fruit within us. So go forth this day with the love of God in your heart. May you go and forth with peace to serve God and neighbor. Amen.